Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brent Maine. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Craig Wilson. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, David Cohn. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cora for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Pasqua fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Pasqua. Jose moves to third. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McDowell fires to third and picks off Jose. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carcoviche hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Carcoviche reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carcoviche scores. Guillen moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reigns is 0-for-1 in the game. Reigns takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner strikes out. 1 out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brent Main batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Main hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gwynn moves to second. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Reigns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jose hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McDowell fires to first and picks off McRae. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. 1 out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Karkoviche. The throw from Main and he is safe. Karkoviche steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Raines takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gwynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from main and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Main is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Main hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Lind batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Gubazaw now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-3 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Cora. The throw from main and he is safe. Cora steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jose hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Jose reaches second base with a double. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jose moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Jose scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ellis Burks now playing right field. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Main is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Main hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Main moves to second. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Main trying to get to home. Raines throws the ball into Karkoviche, who tags Main, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Kevin McReynolds pinch hits for Jose Lind. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rico Rossi now playing second base. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner juggles the ball. That's an error on Joyner. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carcoviche is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carcoviche bunts towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rossi covering, for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Raines hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cora is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Joyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joyner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Pulliam pinch hits for Chris Gwynn. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Harvey Pulliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pulliam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harvey Pulliam now playing left field. Billy Brewer now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ventura strikes out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Main is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Main strikes out. One out. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gagne hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rossi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.